conditional perfect tense. She could have called him from the motel. If she had, she would have said, "Meet me at the marsh at sunset. We'll find a roadside stand that sells hot spiced cider, spirit the geese on their way, meander home, admiring gold and scarlet leaves." But he would have said, "Mornings are for sleeping," wondered out loud if his back could stand a lengthy drive, and told her he didn't find migration as meaningful as mowing the lawn with his new mower one more time before snow. So she didn't stop the car this evening and wasn't waiting for him in the place where Horicon Marsh would have spread below her, a world alive with thousands of geese rippling the sky like black ribbons freed from formation's subjugation. And she has not stopped at the orchard to buy an apple dipped in caramel and walnuts, so will not hear him complain about the mess in his beard, and will not lick his whiskers clean with her laughter and her tongue, or join her sticky lips to his. They have never strolled down the hill, arms around each other's waists, in the tandem walk of love. The filtered light of marsh has never glowed on their faces, or softened the sky to lavender, pink, and the evening blues, which he tried once to tell her were really shades of green. They have not debated the color of sky today because she has chosen not to. And now the sun has set, the geese have settled for the night, and she is wandering home precisely at the time he predetermined yesterday. Thank you.